as the celebration of CJ's 74th continues. Leland Searcy joining us in studio. And I think we've got somebody who's joined us on phone, Tyler.
It is none other than Mr. Dave Hunziker stepping
wow.
in. Voice of the Cowboys.
Wow.
We got Dave.
Dave, you
got
to know something. Yeah. That as you're being introduced, CJ had a mouthful of donut, and he almost choked on it when he found out that you were going to be wishing him a happy birthday.
Just keep eating, CJ. It's okay. We got it covered.
Oh,
pound as many of those things as you want.
What a surprise.
I can send you some if you like.
What a pleasant surprise. Goodness.
Happy birthday, pal.
Thank you for joining us here on K101. Thank you on behalf of those that call Oklahoma State University home and the great job you do with OSU, specifically football and basketball, but a great ambassador for, as I like to say, the state's largest and finest institution of higher learning. It's great to have you
on
board
with
us.
It's great to be with you. It's a joyous day. People say you get to a certain age, you don't celebrate birthdays. It's like, well, if you quit celebrating them, then something really bad has happened.
Well, Dave, he didn't want to celebrate it. We put it together, I promise you.
Well, you have to.
Yes.
I mean, shoot, it's lots of good things happen in a year. Sometimes some bad things happen. Like you go 1-11 in football. That's not so good. In spite of that, there are lots of good things that happened. So you reflect on those things and try to exit the ramp, take the exit ramp to the other.
And not to talk about the last 20 years or so and the previous staff, or if you will, but I think folks are really excited about OSU football. I sense not necessarily a rebirth, but I sense a real excitement among my friends, and obviously many of them are OSU folks, that they're excited about college football at Oklahoma State next year.
Yeah, I think he's doing it the right way. I mean, he's working super hard. He's got an organization of people that are helping him build the roster. They have a plan as to how that should happen. They have a plan as far as, you know, what they should do with their money, how that money should be managed. I mean, it's very thorough and it's very detailed, and that's exciting because, you know, there are a lot of schools for obvious reasons that are struggling to come up with that plan, and it's hard when you don't have the right people in place that sort of have the background to do it. And that's nothing against Coach Gundy, but we just prepared for that, and now you have a staff that is. So that's exciting to see what they can do.
And OSU basketball on the road this weekend, a game you'll hear here on K101. And by the way, notwithstanding the results from football the last couple of years, we're tickled to death, if you will, to have the Oklahoma State Cowboys back on K101 or on K101 radio.
Yeah, and we appreciate that. We've got to deliver some more. So hopefully we can do that starting this year, but no. It's been great for us. We have a lot of people that talk about it. We're very, very grateful for you for doing that.
OSU basketball this weekend, Utah, right?
Yeah, Utah. And our best chance to get off this conference road slide we've been on for a couple of years. Utah's not a great defense team by any means. And they struggle to guard big guys. That means Parsifala, I would think, could have a huge day. I like our chances tomorrow. It's a game we really need to win. We're running out of time a little bit, CJ, as far as trying to build that NCAA tournament resume, but tomorrow would be a good start, and I think it's a game they should win. I sort of feel that way. I don't think very often about conference road games, even if your team is really good, but this is a game they should win.
Dave, thank you, my friend, so much for taking time and checking in. You have been a friend, not only to the radio station, obviously, but as Paul Harvey say, on a personal note, partly personal, you've been a good friend of Old Siege for more than two decades. I remember the first time I met you, you may or may not, when you first came to Oklahoma State, part of your responsibilities was with the OSU Foundation and the Wagon Wheel Program. And I was spending time working at a dealership in Fairview there at Jensen's, and I remember the first time you came in and we put together a deal with for a vehicle from Jensen's for one of the OSU coaching staff, and obviously known you ever since, and that has developed into a tremendous friendship. So thanks for being a part of that. Appreciate you very much.
I've enjoyed it very, very much, and I appreciate your friendship as well. You were the first new dealer I pulled in. So that says, so that saved me. I think they're starting to wonder if I actually do anything besides talk excessively. Like, well, sure I can. I've worked in administration. It's like, look, I just got, I just, I My new friend CJ Montgomery is bringing Jensen's on board. So like, oh yeah, he actually can do something.
And you know that's the accomplishment. No, Dave, that's quite the accomplishment because the Jensen folks are all OU people. I mean, they were big OU.
I remember you saying that. Hey, you know what? Thanks all kinds.
Dave, thank you again.
It's all good.
Hey,
thank you,
go win one for the Pokes, and appreciate you very much.
Oh, absolutely. Enjoy your birthday. Unlimited donuts.
Okay. 7:48, the celebration continues at K101.
The Fairview Livestock Auction replacement sale has been rescheduled for Saturday, January 31st at noon. Expecting 900 replacement females showcasing some of the best quality and top-end genetics that can be offered. Over 100 fall pairs, over 300 bred heifers, and 400 young spring calving cows will be shown. Early consignments include from the Butler family, 40 Angus fall calving heifer pairs not exposed back to bulls. From the Rouser family, 170 black, baldy, and red heavy bred heifers bred to calving ease 44 farm Angus bulls. From the Henderson family, 120 Angus heavy bred heifers, AI to Musgrave Crackerjack, and cleaned up with registered Angus Cantrell Grissom calving ease bulls. From the Kinder family, 190 Red Angus 4 to 6 year old spring calving cows bred to 5L Red Angus bulls. From Hinton, 66 Angus and Baldy 3 to 5 year old spring calving cows bred to Angus and Charlet bulls. From Winoka, 35 3 to 6 year old Angus heavy bred cows. From Geary, 42 black and red Angus 4 to 7 year old heavy bred cows bred to Angus bulls. Many more consignments on the books. Cattle can be viewed in person on Friday, January 30th, or on the Fairview Livestock Commission Company Facebook page. Online bidding at DV Auction. Register by Friday at noon. Call 580-227-3797 for more information. That's Saturday, January 31st at noon at the Fairview Livestock Commission Company, Fairview, Oklahoma.
At Newman Memorial Hospital, care isn't what we do, it's who we are.
A legacy of care, a legacy of compassion, a legacy of excellence.
Located in Shattuck, Newman Memorial Hospital is a 25-bed critical access hospital, providing emergency care, inpatient services, surgical services, and specialty care close to home.
We continue to invest in advanced technology, expanded services, and skilled, caring professionals, so you can receive exceptional health care without leaving your community.
Newman Memorial Hospital.
Learn more at NewmanMemorialHospital.org.
Love is in the air at Lucky Star Casino, and so are the keys to 6 2026 Mini Coopers. 6 chances to win, 6 cars ready to roll. Make this Valentine's Day unforgettable. Come and get your luck at Lucky Star Casino.
Come and get your love. K101, it's the morning show. Ooh, yeah. Morning show and you, all come kinds of friends. Good to have you alongside. By the way, Miss Boomer got George in the parking lot when he was leaving and wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, that's
and
special. Thank you.
Also has left you a little Jesus figurine here. So happy birthday to you, my friend, from Miss Boomer. You've got some on the Facebook page?
Yes, got some more birthday shouts there. Bernadine Smith Harris says happy birthday, as well as Tina Dean Willer, Ron Holt, Amy Graybill, Shane Chalupik, Janae Bernard, all saying happy birthday, as well as Miss McCormick says CJ always knows how to make someone feel special, and we love him. And then Matt Stocking, I don't know if you mentioned that, boy Matt.
Oh, okay.
Checked in as well and said happy birthday. And we've got a little bit of a mix of a guest, so I believe, real quick, we've got Kyler Rogers.
One of our favorite. Oh, my goodness. Yes. One of our favorite young people.
Good morning, Kyler.
Good morning. I just want to say happy birthday to the GOAT, CJ Montgomery at K101.
Oh, goodness. Well, thank you very much.
Have you got your sweet tooth this morning?
Oh, Lord, I've gained 10 pounds.
We got donuts,
nice. That's
cake,
what
all
those donuts are for.
Hey, how's the truck running, buddy?
It's running pretty good. It's parked at my grandma's right now. Since we're so far out of town, I'm just driving my dad's older truck right now, and then I'll get the other one once I move back into town. So.
Are you helping out with the broadcast tonight?
Yep, I'll be on air with Tyler tonight, as far as I know.
And you've got to get ready for the big stock shows. You're a big showing person, right? With what are FFA? Don't you show pigs?
Yep, I'll be showing Monday and Tuesday of this week. the Woodward and the local, or Woodward County and local shows. So.
Well, Kyler, good luck to you, buddy. We appreciate it, and we look forward to your broadcast tonight.
Thanks.
All right, bud. Thank you.
Who do we have? See you later.
Go to line three. You want to go to line three? Is that what you said?
Line three.
We've got none other than Mr. Todd Lamb on the line. Hey, good morning, Todd.
Oh, right. My goodness. That's special. Governor Lamb. President Lamb.
I'm calling for one C.J. Montgomery. Is he around there?
Thank God there's only one of them, President Lambs.
Hey, just between you and me, I know nobody else is listening. Just between you and me. I love you, man. I really do. I'm not trying to be funny.
Oh, nice.
I think about you more times than you realize, randomly, driving down the road or watching a football game and thinking about the 101 game. And CJ, of course, I know I'm on the radio, but I mean this so sincerely. Northwest Oklahoma, Emma State, we are blessed with a lot of wonderful people. There is nobody more wonderful and nobody that's a greater ambassador for their community or their part of the state with the passion of C.J. Montgomery.
Well, thank you very much.
But no, it's so true. And I was so happy when somebody reached out to me when Jeff Hickman said, hey, it's C.J.'s birthday. Do you want to call? Yeah, I want to call in. So you're just a great example for all of us. And my favorite movie of all time is It's a Wonderful Life. And what I love about it, it shows the impact of a man, the impact of a person. And so I think everybody's seen this movie at this point. It's back in the 30s or 40s, Jimmy Stewart. But imagine Woodward, imagine Northwest Oklahoma, imagine Oklahoma if C.J. Montgomery had never been born. What a void. What a void. And that's just the stuff the public knows about, not everything else that you've done for the betterment of your fellow man behind the scenes. So, man, I love you. I wish you a happy birthday.
Well,
and
thank
you for all the kindness you've given to me and my family, multi-generational to my family over the years.
Bring us up to speed. You mentioned your family. We have obviously been very close to the Lamb family. Your dad, Norman, officiated two dozen Classic Bowls. You officiated the Classic Bowl. You showed up to town without a whistle. We had to go down to the Sporting Goods place and get you a whistle so you could.
Want to slow down the game. I wasn't planning on using my whistle.
But bring us up to speed on your family and Griffin and the daughter and everything. Tell us about your family. Bring us up to speed on the Lambs.
I will, thanks. Well, right now I'm the president of the University of Central Oklahoma. That's what I'm doing. Monica, career classroom teacher, she stepped away from the whiteboard and joined me first full-time on the campus. So she's pouring into the students here at UCO. Griffin has earned his master's degree. Undergrad, he earned from our friends in Stillwater, got his master's degree at West Virginia University. He's working in college athletics right now. And someday aspiring to be a college athletic director. That's what he's doing. So our daughter, she will graduate probably this summer, probably walk in May, graduate in the summer with her business degree. Griffin played in the Classic Bowl in, what was that, June of 2019. And then, funny story, I may have told you this, I don't know, but this is the impact and the reputation of the Classic Bowl. So when Lauren Lamb, who's about to graduate college, who, by the way, she's won the campus championship and intramurals in basketball and football. Side note. So when she graduated from Cashin, Oklahoma, she was picked, as you recall, for basketball, Classic Bowl. Well, there was a conflict. Her grandparents, very kind, very generous, very benevolent, she didn't know this, but they were taking her to Europe for a senior trip. Congratulations. Well, my senior trip, by the way, you know where it was? Canton Lake. But that's the truth. Literally, it was overnight at Canton Lake. But here's my point. The Classic Bowl and what you and your team has done for generations now. Lauren Lamb was hotter than a $2 pistol by the fact that she had to miss the Classic Bowl to go to Europe. I mean, she was upset about it. She was mad about it. She's doing great. She's worked through it by this point.
I hope so.
She was so upset because the history you said, she knew her grandpa officiated and she knew her dad played, her brother played. She'd been to the event. She'd been to the parade. So that's more than you cared to know about the family, but they're all doing well. Proud of them all. We're so thankful for God's blessings in 25 and looking forward to what he's going to do and how he's going to work in 26. And we're thankful for friends like CJ Montgomery.
Well, thank you. And we need to let you go. Quick update, though, on UCO. I'm not even going to ask you about Flashpoint. Great program, by the way, you and Regent Turpin on Sunday morning on Channel 4. Great program. But quick update on UCO. Thanks for hosting us, by the way. We broadcast a couple state championship games down there last December. Yeah. But as a whole, UCO, where you at?
Well, I'll be very, very quick. I know you got a lot of programming. 12,500 students. We're the third largest university in Oklahoma. And we've got this unique space. We're in an urban environment, metropolitan, but a regional school. Third largest. We've got the largest ROTC program in the entire state. That includes our friends in Norman and Stillwater Athletics. We're winning national championships, conference championships. And a lot of folks don't know, but this is factual, UCO leads the entire nation in undergraduate research. We go to the National Conference of Undergraduate Research every year. Last year, we had more students presenting than any other school. That's probably going to happen again this March when we go to the Conference of Undergraduate Research in Virginia Beach. So things are happening, and things are going really well at UCO. And we're advancing toward, last thing I'll tell you, we're advancing toward R2, Research 2 status. There's no public R2 university in Oklahoma, and we're advancing that direction, and we're pretty excited about it.
What do you say, go Chose? Isn't that right? Did I get that right?
You're so close.
Roll Chose.
Okay. You're so close. Roll Chose.
Okay.
Yeah, what are Chose? That's the last syllable of Broncos. We spell Broncos with an H. So Roll Chose at UCO. That's right.
Todd, thank you very, very much. Appreciate it.
I love you, man. Happy birthday.
The big birthday celebration continues at K101, KWOX Woodward.